This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. There's a great deal of conflicting information today about the possible arrest of war crimes fugitive General Ratko Mladic in Serbia. Mladic is the former Bosnian Serb army commander who was indicted by the UN War Crimes Tribunal on two counts of genocide, one for the 43-month-long siege of Sarajevo, the other for the massacre of thousands of Muslim men and boys in the Bosnian city of Srebrenica in 1995. Varying accounts have had Mladic alternately under arrest and in custody, or negotiating his surrender, or perhaps none of the above. Dejan Anastasijević is following the story for the political newsweekly Vreme in Belgrade, and he joins us now. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And what have you learned? What is the latest news, at least as you can decipher it, about the status of Mr. Mladic?
Well, first I can say with quite a degree of certainty that Mladic has not been arrested. He has not been transferred to U.S. Air Base in Bosnia, and he has not been delivered to The Hague as earlier reported. It is, however, more possible, and there are mounting reports, all of them unconfirmed yet, that some contact between Mladic and the government has been established, and the government is trying to gently persuade Mladic to voluntarily surrender.
Tell us, please, a bit more about the background of General Mladic and specifically the crimes that we mentioned that he's been indicted for.
Mladic was the Bosnian Serb commander during the whole Bosnian War, so he's responsible for practically everything that Bosnian Serb army did in Bosnia. And the siege of Sarajevo was long and terrible. It did last for more than 3 years, and civilians were regularly showered with shells from Serbian artillery. And, of course, there is Srebrenica, which, according to the Hague Tribunal, was a genocide. Mladic's forces have surrounded the Bosnian Muslim enclave of Srebrenica. They have separated men from women and children, and they essentially executed in a very short period of time.
And there are actually images, photographic images, of General Mladic entering Srebrenica just before that massacre takes place. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. Mladic triumphantly went into Srebrenica after his forces captured the enclave. He on that footage, you can see him dispensing candies to local kids, telling them everything was going to be all right. But unfortunately, nothing was all right. Great big number of people were killed in cold blood in a very organized fashion. And there is no doubt in my mind, at least, that Mladic was personally responsible for that.
Let's talk about the timing of these reports of his possible arrest and surrender. There is a deadline coming up at the end of this month for the EU commissioner to report on whether Serbia has been cooperating with the UN War Crimes Tribunal. What is at stake with that report?
A whole lot is at stake, whether Mladic is indeed going to be apprehended and delivered to The Hague within the next week or so, and not only concerning Serbia's talks about joining European Union, because that's a very long shot at this point. But apart from that, Serbia has just started very, very important negotiations about the status of the province of Kosovo, which is currently under UN control, and the fact that Mladic is still at large is seriously undermining Serbia's negotiating position, because Serbia is seen as a country which is harboring war criminals. And things are getting slightly worse, because Serbia has been told very clearly that all the deadlines have been broken, and if Mladic doesn't get to The Hague soon, what will follow is what's probably going to be diplomatic and, even more importantly, economic isolation of Serbia.
Mr. Anastasijević, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Dejan Anastasijević is a senior journalist with the political weekly Vreme, talking with us from Belgrade.